News on KDKA. Now.
CBS News, I'm Peter King. Controversial presidential advisor Steve Bannon is out, and within hours of being fired, he was back at his old job as Breitbart News CEO. CBS News political analyst Leonard Steinhorn.
Steve Bannon is probably thinking that if he can't have influence from the inside out, he'll try from the outside in and make the case very publicly and very affirmatively that it's he who represents Donald Trump's base. He will continue to try to influence Donald Trump from the outside. That will be his next mission and calling.
CBS's Stephen Portnoy says both parties are trying to put a good face on Bannon's firing.
It's being called a mutual decision reached by Steve Bannon and the new chief of staff, John Kelly. But it's clearly part of Kelly's continued efforts to end the infighting at this White House. Bannon headed the faction of Trump aides that calls themselves economic nationalists. He derided his philosophical opponents in the White House as globalists, and he called career federal employees members of the deep state.
A week after the violence in Charlottesville, Democrats say the president's response was the wrong response. Virginia Senator Tim Kaine.
The ideologies of white supremacists, neo-Nazis, the KKK, and other hate groups have no place in this Commonwealth or this country. And our nation's leaders need to join to call out racist and hateful speech, promote diversity, and work on ways to combat hate-based crimes.
So far, there's no Saturday media address from the White House. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh says his city is prepared for possible confrontations between the left and the right at a so-called free speech rally by conservatives.
They've agreed to specific rules for a rally on Boston Common. If anything gets out of hand, we will shut it down.
It's been a violent and deadly night for police officers in two states. In Kissimmee, Florida, near Orlando, two suspects are in custody after they shot two officers, killing one. WKMG-TV's Eric Sandoval.
Kissimmee Police Chief Jeff Odell says both officers were ambushed last night. He says they were both wearing their bulletproof vests, but that did not stop them from getting shot. The department found out late last night Officer Baxter did not survive.
Matthew Baxter is the first Kissimmee cop to be shot and killed in the line of duty since 1983. In Jacksonville, two sheriff's officers shot and killed a suspect who fired on them through a closed door. Both are expected to survive. And in Pennsylvania, state police say troopers killed a suspect who shot and wounded them. Spain says it's keeping its terrorist threat alert at a high level 4 as the official mourning continues for the 14 people killed and dozens injured in two attacks. CBS's Jane Ferguson in Barcelona.
Crowds of people, Spaniards but also tourists, have been coming down to lay flowers and light candles for the victims. But also spontaneously here you will hear people just starting to cheer and chant, "We are not afraid." That is continuing. We heard that yesterday. People are also breaking out in applause for the police to thank the security forces for the work that they do.
This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, "Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up?" The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year mortgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 4th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
The continuing fight for and against Confederate monuments isn't just in the Deep South. We go west. CBS's Stephen Kaufman.
Confederate monuments can be found across western states like Colorado, Montana, and Arizona. Because of the efforts of the group, United Daughters of the Confederacy, the UDC's quest to restore honor to the defeated South. Montana historian Pat Attardo.
In the 1920s, they started a campaign to put memorials all over the United States. People were becoming so mobile, particularly with the railroad at that point, that you have Confederate monuments in San Francisco. You have them all over the place.
The UDC also openly supported the early Ku Klux Klan in its mission of white supremacy. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Denver.
Senator John McCain's daughter says he's completed the first round of radiation and chemotherapy as he battles an aggressive form of brain cancer. Meghan McCain tweets that her father's resilience and strength is incredible. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
Mom, what are we going to do today?
Dad, we're bored.
There's nothing to do.
Don't worry, parents. School is coming, and Giant Eagle and Gecko have a way for all that back-to-school shopping to fill your tank with free gas. Through August 23rd, select retailer gift cards will earn you 20-cent fuel perks for every $50 you spend. We've got more than 200 great brands like Kohl's, Macy's, Staples, and more. Free gas for back-to-school shopping. That's another Giant Eagle advantage. Exclusions and restrictions apply. See store for details.
380 Discount Warehouse in Murrysville carries a full line of brand-new furniture at discount pricing. 380 Discount Warehouse carries Ashley, Liberty, Vaughn Bassett, and Best Home Furniture, and many more. You can special order your furniture at discount pricing. Check out 380 Discount Warehouse in Murrysville and on the web at shop380.com or call 724-339-3132. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 9 to 5. Shop 380 Discount Warehouse and save big.
Now here's the up-to-the-minute AccuWeather forecast brought to you by DrFactor.com. Dr. Michael Factor DC, your weight loss solution.
For today, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine with a shower, gusty thunderstorm in spots late in the day, a high of 80. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 61. It will be a nice day tomorrow with sunshine, high 83. Warming up Monday with sun, high 87. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Bill Decker on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
The following program has been paid for by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Information on the program is intended solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020 KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and the shakers, the businesses, the people you know and your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020, KDKA.
All right, we're going to talk to the plumber today on the program. Bob Neviliet is here, and he is a guest of John Samick, Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, one of their best partners in the repair and restoration of buildings and damage by fire and water, happens to be our plumber today, Bob from RDN Plumbing. They're all about quality with commitment, and they're going to be talking about various systems in the home that can fail or malfunction, causing water damage, and most importantly, some thoughts on tips how to prevent many of those from happening. So homes and businesses are a complex assortment of systems and appliances that are put together to make the homes more comfortable and generally a place to live. However, when stopped using outhouses in the backyard and plumbing water from the pump in the yard, things got a little easier, but yes, can get a little bit more complicated too. And this is what it's all about as far as, you know, those sewer lines and broken pipes going into the basement, toilets malfunctioning and other issues. Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, the experts in cleaning, drying, sanitizing, and repairing homes and businesses after water and fire events. Today, John Samick, the owner of Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, is in studio, and he's got one of the contractors who help him restore order to homes and businesses after fires and floods. So, John, if you can, please go ahead and introduce our guest and tell us a little bit more about how you two work together. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Rob. It's great to be back here again. This morning we have one of our best partners, and it's Mr. Bob Neviliet, and he's the owner of RDN Plumbing. In our business, we in addition to taking care of the cleaning and drying and sanitizing, we also repair the homes and repair the buildings that have been damaged. And one of the key pieces of that is the plumbing or the other mechanical systems. And Bob's company, they're great. They one of the stories I like to share is that more than one of our customers have commented and said, "We are so thankful that you sent those angels from that plumbing company to take care of our problem because they are the best."
Hey, it's great to have you here. And I want to talk a bit about, you know, some of the things that you do, Bob, as far as dealing with some of these problems. And we did a little video moments ago talking about some of the things that you do. But what's the first thing somebody should do when they notice there is a problem in their basement that has to do with something that you do? And I'm talking about water, whether it be the sewer or whether it be the toilet. What's the first thing people should do? Get to the shutoff valve, you think? What do they need to do?
Well, depending, Rob, and thank you, John, for that introduction. It was very kind, and thank you for that. obviously you're going to identify what the source of that is, whether it's coming up through the floor drain, which you realize that your sewer's backing up, or if you have water leaking out of the ceiling. But in both cases, yeah, first thing to do, go to that water meter the water meter location, shut the water off. It's essential to make sure that valve works. You should test that, you know, every couple months. And a lot of times it's the housewives that are stuck at home. Somebody's in home and not being able to operate that valve. It's important for that. But yes, get to the meter valve and shut it off.
All right, let's get back to John now, because I really wanted to kind of get to the whole idea of what you do when a lot of these issues that he's about to mention, what they do and why they work together. So the main idea is when some of these things start to happen in your house, get to that main water valve and shut it off. So, John, let's talk about some of the most common events that happen in the home or business that result in some sort of water damage event. What are the more frequent things that you see?
Just to touch back to the water main shutoff valve, for anybody listening, we have water shutoff valve tags, which are very, very visible. And if you can call our office today or Monday, we'll be happy to send you out some water shutoff valve tags that you can place on those valves so that anybody who needs to find them can find them right away. Sometimes they get covered up. But to answer the question, what do we see most frequently in our business, which is a water damage restoration business? Water supply lines to appliances for fixtures malfunctioning, such as the supply line to a refrigerator or to the toilet or to a sink. Appliances themselves malfunctioning, such as dishwashers or water heaters, or in commercial settings, your coffee stations. In the winter, we see pipes freezing and splitting. Bob had mentioned, and you guys talked earlier about the sewer lines backing up and overflowing with the infrastructure in the Pittsburgh area. This is a common thing. And then the last thing is just forgetful or negligent action, such as letting a sink overflow, a towel falling into the drain while the water's running. People get distracted for one reason or another. And next thing they know, there's water flowing everywhere.
All right. Now, listen, what we're going to do, we're going to take a break. We'll come back and we're going to be talking to Bob a little bit more about some of these damages and some of the things that you can prevent. And obviously, John's going to explain what you need to do as far as to clean it up. So please stay with us. And again, the best way to get a hold of Bob and everything that they do at RDN Plumbing, I just call John Samick of Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. That's servicemasterofgreaterpgh.com or 412-826-1010. This is Pittsburgh Works. It's a Saturday morning and we're just underway on News Radio 1020. KDKA. Good morning.
Join KDKA and 93.7 The Fan at the American Cancer Society's Coaches versus Cancer Tip-Off Madness Thursday, September 12th at Heinz Field. Discuss the upcoming college basketball season with special guest Pittsburgh native and current Arizona head basketball coach Sean Miller. Get your tickets at cbcpittsburgh.org. This is Pittsburgh, covered by UPMC.
Tom, what do you like best about this job?
I like to see the look on people's faces when they see the difference we made.
And what do we say to people?
All you have to do is point,
and whatever you're pointing at will disappear. And what happens after it disappears?
We recycle the recyclables
and donate the donatables
so planet Earth stays happy and healthy.
I love planet Earth.
Me too. It's my favorite planet.
So they point, junk disappears, and we do the right things with it.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Integrity, that's what you want in a financial advisor. Someone who is honest, reliable, and upright. My brother, Lester Botkin, of Botkin Family Wealth Management, is a man of integrity. I remember being so impressed when Lester made the difficult decision to postpone completing his college education. Instead, he served for 5 years as a United States Marine. His experience as a Marine equipped him with keen attention to detail, a high work ethic, and exceptional problem-solving skills. Along with being a man of integrity, Lester is also a man who loves research. He combines these qualities to make educated, straightforward investment recommendations. I'm Sarah, Lester's sister. Along with our dad, we are Botkin Family Wealth Management, a reliable, independent investment firm providing astute wealth management. Visit BotkinFamilyWealth.com to learn more about us. That's BotkinFamilyWealth.com.
Investment advice offered through Private Advisor Group, a registered investment advisor. PAG and Botkin Family Wealth are separate entities from LPL Financial.
You check things all the time,
like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
SchultzFord.com. 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 SchultzFord.com.
Pirates lose to the Cardinals 11-10. Trevor Williams suffers the loss.
I thought the command was there. I was, I wasn't getting the low pitch today. Command was fine. You know, I had all four pitches working in the zone. It's just unfortunate the low ball was taken away from me early. But then again, I still have to make pitches, you know, when I'm behind the count. But yeah, I felt my command was fine.
Pirates fall to 58-64, 6.5 out in the division. Manager Clint Hurdle.
We were able to get some real positive offensive traction in our direction. And it was fun to watch. We come up a run short at the end of the night. That's never the goal. The goal is to go out there and lay everything on the field. They left everything on the field tonight.
Pirates St. Louis today, 405-93.7. The fan Chad Kuhl will get the start. Steelers Atlanta tomorrow at 4. Heinz Field rookie Joshua Dobbs.
Yeah, I mean, whenever I get a chance to go in and play, whether it's with the ones or twos or whoever's on the field, it's just an opportunity to show what I can do. I know the coaches are either watching, every single rep, everything that you do, whether it's a mistake or whether you make a great throw. They're seeing how you respond.
Another rookie who's on the learning curve, T.J. Watt, Coach Mike Tomlin.
I like what I've seen thus far, but, man, it's so many areas in which somebody in his position could grow. I've liked what I've seen thus far. I'm excited about watching him continue.
Webb Simpson and Ryan Armour at 13-under tied for the lead at the Wyndham Championship. Much more on these stories throughout the weekend and, of course, on the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show at 11. Rob Pratt, News Radio 1020, KDKA Sports.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
Bob Navilliot is here. He, of course, from RDNPlumbing.com, quality with commitment, and your host, John Samick, Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, Service Master of Greater PGH.com. And you can always reach him via the phone at 412-826-1010. Now, Bob, what are some of the problems that you've seen that have led to unexpected water issues related to supply lines? And what, if anything, can the audience do to possibly prevent future damages? Go right ahead.
There's a lot of things. We've seen, some of the parts that are available that the public buys and tries to use themselves that cause these issues. The instructions, even on some of this stuff, it stops very short of being a disaster before it's even installed. But take, for instance, there's a lot of new products out there. And, take for hooking your refrigerator up. Used to take, they had plastic water lines hooking a refrigerator up. Those always came apart, pulled apart. And copper was a good one for years, but you had to have a coil. So when you pulled your refrigerator in or not, it was like an accordion. Well, now we have a product out there that is a braided stainless steel supply line, which you can bend, tie in a knot, whatever, pull your refrigerator in or not, and it's safe, and you're not going to have those leaks. Same thing with, they have the same connection for dishwashers nowadays. And supply lines to faucets and fixtures. But there's, when you get into doing supply lines to toilets and things, sinks that are exposed underneath the fixture, and you want that to be chrome and you want it to be pretty, well, you better know what you're doing there and seek the advice of a professional, because those bends, those nice 45 degree bends, are done with a very expensive tool. And that's what they don't tell you. But, using the proper materials and making sure that you go around your house once a year, either have a professional come in or you yourself go and look at the different appliances and visually follow the water line from the valve up to the appliance, making sure that...
How much of a monkey wrench has the garbage disposal thrown into your business when it's connected, in some cases, to the dishwasher, the same water line. I mean, it can be if the garbage disposal malfunctions and you try to run the dishwasher, something's going to back up if one or the other isn't working. So people just need to make sure that things are tied in properly and where they need to be, right?
Exactly. John and I were just, Mr. Samick and I was were talking about that before we come in, and because we had a situation where, you know, your garbage disposal has an inlet for the discharge of your dishwasher. And all you do is take a screwdriver and pop that and plug that sucker in and you're good to go. But when that dishwasher...
That's real plumbing talk, isn't it? Just plug that sucker in. I like it.
And it has a little hose clamp on it. And, you know, get your Saturday master's license.
I got to jump in here before, you know, we get Johnny back in the mix. I got to ask one thing. One of the things that frighten people to death about plumbers, you know exactly what I'm going to say. Money. You know, the price. Plumbers. I had a guy tell me once, it's not the teachers, it's not the doctors, it's the lawyers, it's the plumbers and electrician that really keep America going, because they're hardworking, they're out there, they have cash, they buy things, they circulate money. And that's all said with respect. But how do you know you're getting a good plumber? Someone you know that's giving it, other than calling you or calling John, that you're actually getting the job for a fair price. How do you know that, or do you not know that? I mean, what should somebody look for,
Well, Bob? You know, that's a very good question. In an emergency situation, a lot of the younger generation, they jump on Facebook and they search something and they look for how many stars, but what they don't, that company has, but what they don't realize that those stars aren't realistic. They're manufactured by the person that's hosting, you know, that segment of Facebook for them. But, you know, talking to your neighbors, it's like you should, to be a good homeowner, you should have a plumbing contractor, HVAC, electrician, somebody you've researched and that you know that you can call them. Our company, you know, our customers, you call us, we're there. Price, getting back to price, which is a big issue. You know, we all look at things and perceive value. Mm-hmm. If I walk in to buy a washer and dryer and I look at it, I'm going to perceive value. Does that seem like it's worth it or not? People nowadays are well informed about products. So like our company, we'll come in, we'll evaluate your situation. We'll tell you up front, this is what it's going to cost and not a dime more.
All right, John, let's get back to the conversation here. You mentioned malfunctioning appliances such as dishwashers and water heaters. What is the cause of those types of events?
Well, typically, you're going to look at the appliances do have a lifespan, and there is some, they're not going to last forever. Different water conditions, pressures, whatever, are going to cause a unit to deteriorate. But with dishwashers and they have a plastic hose connection to the drain, that is usually the main culprit when we have a dishwasher problem. But we've also seen where we have solenoid valves, which lets the water in and out, you know, electronically, that those things malfunction. And again, as we got away from the single source water pump out in the yard, and we became to have more and more conveniences and more appliances, we're going to have more opportunities for something to fail. But if the dishwasher is installed properly, there's not really anything that can be done to prevent something from happening, I would say, with the exception of cleaning it out. And we've seen many situations where the dishwasher overflows because the drain itself on the bottom is clogged with food and you know, any type of thing there. So getting that cleaned. But Bob, can you comment on any issues that you've seen regarding dishwasher installation and maybe why hot water heaters fail and what might be the sign if something terrible, awful is going to happen soon?
Well, in regards to dishwasher, very, very important appliance in everybody's kitchen. Most people do not know that the drain on a dishwasher should not be directly solidly hooked up to the to your drain. There needs to be a safe waste. It's called an air gap, and that if the drain, your kitchen sink drain, would back up or any other drain, and if it's your dishwasher's connected solidly to the drain, it will go into the dishwasher and contaminate your dishes. So you want to make sure that that connection between your dishwasher and the drain under the kitchen sink, that there's an air gap, that it's not hooked up solidly. As far as hot water heaters, they've become very, very, very complicated, not in the operation, but in the design and what's going on with them. That water heaters is water heaters, as you well know, 10 years ago, you could buy a water heater for $100. You can't do that anymore. They start out like.
But that's not a bad thing, I don't think, because you're actually getting better water heaters today.
Well, you are. You have more. It's more energy efficient. But with that more energy efficient, the more insulation around that hot water tank, you've now created a whole new market, which is called thermal expansion. Because if you remember, you and I were not spring chicken.
No.
You could go to your water heater in the past, put your hands on it, and you could feel the heat. And so people put water heater blankets on them. Well, now that's not the issue because it's so heavily insulated
everything.
With foam.
You think sometime we're too insulated in some cases, do you think? Because everything, even homes have become more insulated.
When it comes to energy, no.
No.
I don't think we can ever have enough. However, you know, there's a downside to that too. With as much as you insulate something, you have to have an exchange of air. So, you know, there's a good, there's a positive, and there's a negative to that.
Bob, we're going
to
come back and talk about some storms in the area. And a lot of people have reportedly got some, you know, issues with their basements. We've all been there, especially with drains that are bringing water in as opposed to taking water out. And we're going to ask you what could be making that possible. John, I got about 30 seconds before we get to the break. What do you think people really need to know when it comes to why a plumber is so important for what you do at Service Master?
Well, you know, a lot of the reasons that we have the opportunity to serve people in their homes is because of failure in these different systems. And a lot of the systems, we see a lot of work that is done by homeowners or inexperienced people, which ends up failing, which causes massive amounts of damage. So having a licensed, insured plumber take care of that gives you some assurance that it's going to be done right, and you have some recourse if it's not.
We'll be right back. Stay with us, folks.
Twitter. Social media serves as an adequate alert. Facebook. But if you want to cut through the clutter and get the whole story, trust the original social media.
The Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority has issued
says there were already deep philosophical differences.
News Radio 1020 KDKA has delivered nearly a century of the stories that have shaped our history.
Verify. Without local police forces, we'll have to start paying for state police.
About a lengthy police standoff in South.
Trust and verify. The original social media. News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Hi, it's Larry Richard for Window Nation. Now, I might not be the sharpest crayon in the box, but I do know a great deal about one of my favorite subjects, Window Nation. It's their annual back-to-school sale. Are you ready for a math equation? Get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four windows, get four free. There's no limit. Plus, get 0% interest until 2019. That's essentially free money for 18 months. And for extra credit, earn up to a $500 Amazon gift card for free when you purchase a house of windows. That's extra money. Use it for the kids' books, clothes, shoes, backpacks, whatever. There's a lot of science behind Window Nation's Energy Star rated products too. So sharpen your pencil, jot down this number, 866-90-NATION. Get two free windows for every two you buy. There's no limit. Plus get 0% interest until 2019 and an Amazon gift card up to $500 for free with a purchase of a house of windows. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. PA license 104611.
Chris Yonikos, a lifelong athlete, says he might not have discovered his love for cycling if it weren't for his mother, Darlene. When he found out she needed a liver transplant, he made the decision to become a living donor.
I have to give an unbelievable amount of credit to my mom just based on how tough she is. I mean, you know, without her fighting, there's no way we get through it. So it really made my sacrifice meaningful to see how hard my mom worked to get well.
While recovering from the surgery, Chris picked up cycling as a doctor-approved means of exercise. Today, he and Darlene are doing well, and Chris has since become one of the top 15 amateur elite cyclists in the country.
I absolutely recommend to everyone that they should be an organ donor. If the opportunity arises, they should consider living donation, but at the very least, everyone should be an organ donor on their license.
As a living liver donor, Chris is a hero. You can be a hero too. Be an organ donor. Register today at core.org/register.
In the heart of Bethel Park, you'll find the newest and most exciting retirement community, the Residence at Logan. At the Residence at Logan, you can relax in the comfort and security of your own home or immerse yourself in the impressive range of amenities included in your rent. 3 meals a day prepared by a chef, restaurant style, planned outings, activities, and transportation services. The Residence at Logan, Bethel Park's premier retirement community. Call today, 412-835-9500, or go to residenceatlogan.com.
Tune in every Sunday from 11 to 1.
Black and Gold Sunday Show with Rob Pratt.
Stay up to date on Pittsburgh sports with lively guests and conversation brought to you by Coons Quality Market, a Pittsburgh tradition. Only on the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
Hey, we're going to come back more with John and Bob in just a couple of moments. This is Service Master Greater Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh Works. But right now, the latest from CBS Radio News in New York.
Pittsburgh. From the Allegheny Health Network Studios, this is the Voice of Pittsburgh. News on KDKA. Now.
CBS News update. Controversial presidential advisor Steve Bannon is out, and that means much of Mr. Trump's original inner circle is now gone from the White House. So what's next? CBS News political director Steve Chigueras.
I don't think you're going to see the president back off his America First ideas. I don't think you're going to see him backing off on immigration and trade. But the question is what happens now with his foreign policy, with military intervention? These are the kinds of things that Steve Bannon was pushing to sort of, you know, not expand.
Bannon is now back at his old job, CEO at conservative Breitbart News. The question is, will he be an ally or a thorn on the president's side?
Is he going to still talk to the president? The president called him a friend the other day when asked about Bannon. Yeah. But he now has a megaphone. That is looked at by conservatives and the white working class voters that voted for Trump. Does Bannon use that as a cudgel against the president? Or is he going to just go after the people he doesn't like in the White House?
CBS News Update. I'm Peter King.
Dean's Water makes home delivery easy for you. Dean's features easy-to-handle 3-gallon bottles as well as the standard 5 gallons. Remember, the dispenser is free for the first 6 months and remains free with your purchase of just 24 bottles over a 6-month period. Dean's Water is the best-tasting, crystal-clear, chemical-free water. Dean's is easy to have in your home. 42 years serving you with the friendliest, trustworthy in-home service. Call 1-800-833-1002. Dean's Water.
Would you like to make some extra cash or expand your real estate business? Then consider working with the Housing Authority of the City of Pittsburgh. They have hundreds of clients actively seeking affordable rental housing. They're looking for good landlords and quality properties to help meet the need. What do you get in return? The right to choose your tenants, guaranteed direct monthly payments, market rate rents, and support from their landlord outreach team. To get involved, call 412-456-5051 or visit hacp.org.
Mom, what are we gonna do today?
Dad, we're bored.
There's nothing to do.
Don't worry, parents. School is coming, and Giant Eagle and Gecko have a way for all that back-to-school shopping to fill your tank with free gas. Through August 23rd, select retailer gift cards will earn you 20-cent fuel perks for every $50 you spend. We've got more than 200 great brands like Kohl's, Macy's, Staples, and more. Free gas for back-to-school shopping. That's another Giant Eagle advantage. Exclusions and restrictions apply. See store for details.
The 380 Discount Warehouse Furniture Tent Sale is going on now through September 4th. All furniture in the tent is drastically reduced, up to 70% off retail, and priced for quick sale. 380 Discount Warehouse is also gearing up for Halloween, with one of the greenhouses fully stocked for Halloween at discount prices. Get fall mums at great prices. Savings are big and now. 380 Discount Warehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 9 to 5. Call 724-339-3132 or visit online at shop380.com.
Now, here's the up-to-the-minute AccuWeather forecast, brought to you by DrFactor.com. Dr. Michael Factor, D.C., your weight loss solution.
For today, with a mix of clouds and sunshine, a shower or gusty thunderstorm will be around late in the day, a high of 80. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 61. Along with sunshine, a nice day tomorrow at 83. Warming up Monday with sun to 87. Chance of a thunderstorm Tuesday. For AccuWeather, I'm Bill Degger on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
The following program has been paid for by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, John Samick, tell the audience who we have with us here today.
We have today with us one of our best partners in providing service, and his name is Bob Neviliot. He's the owner of RDN Plumbing, a company that we trust to take care of our customers, and that's a pretty big commitment you have.
Mr. Neviliot, tell me about you before we talk about storms. Where does journey begin for you? How old were you when you started? I know, John, you said the 70s. He said the early 80s. So you two got a lot of experience. But how did this whole thing start for you, plumbing?
Well, basically, I was tired of being laid off from companies. I was very happy working for some of the biggest and brightest plumbing contractors in the city of Pittsburgh. Doing my credentials come from residential, commercial, industrial. Ended up at one of the major hospitals here in Pittsburgh when they were first building their new wing, and I was hired on, but it started for me in 1974.
Bob Neviliot, ladies and gentlemen, RDN Plumbing. And up next, as I alluded to going into the break, recently a lot of people, water in their basement coming out of their floor drains. Now, we all think the floor drains were installed to carry water out, but that's not the case. So explain what happens and what can you do to fix that.
Well, let me just step in here first. This happens quite a bit in Pittsburgh when there's heavy rain. The thing for everyone to remember is that this is contaminated sewage water. It may look clear, it may be coming from what we think is a clean source, but if it's coming out of the sanitary drain in your basement, it needs to be considered as contaminated water, and that's not the place where you want to go and walk through it with your flip-flops or anything like that. So there's a difference with floor drain events, one being a drain overflow and another being a drain backup. These are actually some considerations from an insurance side of whether something is covered or not. But Bob, can you comment on why floor drains back up into houses and what if anything could be done to prevent drain backups or to have a healthy drain system?
Yeah, absolutely. And as you alluded to, there are two. There's backups and overflows. Let's talk about the overflow for a second. You get a heavy downpour, and in the greater Pittsburgh area, a lot of the outlining communities, there was a act back in the 70s, the Stormwater Management Act, which you have to, the municipalities, cities, were to remove stormwater out of the sanitary. Why? Because the plants that would process this sewage, adding all the storm waters, it just didn't work with the amount of sewage water they had to deal with, and now you're adding all the storm water. So, in a lot of the outlining communities, other than the city of Pittsburgh, the storm water isn't with the sanitary. But when storm sewers or combination sewers in the street, when they back up heavy, these heavy rains we're having, the overflows is when a borough, a city of Pittsburgh, whatever, their mains back up and they back up through your sewer and come up through the floor and flood your basement. The other is just a maintenance issue with your floor, if your sewer backs up, it's going to come up through the floor drain and or your floor drain, which should be maintained on a monthly basis. You take the lid off, you look down in there, and you flush it with fresh water. Make sure it's constantly draining and it's open.
Either one of us can ask this question, but you got a toilet that's kind of like, it looks like a geyser. What could actually cause that from happening?
One or two things. Just the toilet is clogged, number one, but more when you see it, boom, it flies up out of the first floor powder room toilet, and you're like, what in the world? You know, somebody had flushed up above, so there's a clog between, you know, below the first floor bathroom. So when you flush a toilet on the second floor and the drain's clogged below the first floor, guess what? Water takes its course of least resistance, and it's coming out of that first floor toilet bowl.
If that happens, let's talk about you and what you do. And obviously some residue comes out that you would rather have in the sewer.
Residue.
Yeah.
Should you... I use that word.
John Signet taught me a lot of words in my life. Bob, good friend of his, used to ride Harleys together. But anyway, should you get somebody professional to clean that up? Because does the average person, I mean, and if it's a lot of residue with a lot of residue, if you get my drift, or you think the average person can clean that up?
Well, I mean, you know, I have above average people that are trained and most importantly protected. They're trained as to what are the potential health issues regarding it. But certainly a homeowner could do it. It's just a matter of attention to detail. And part of that attention to detail is protecting themselves against any type of problems that might be coming back up out of there. So, yeah, to answer your question, it's better to get a professional to take care of it because they understand all the issues at hand. But, you know, worst thing to do is let it sit there. And so, you know, if you had to have some boots, you know, get a little bit done. But probably the final cleaning, we use a special test. It's called the ATP meter that we're able to determine, is it clean? Not is it just look clean? Not is it that it just smells clean, but is it clean enough to pass what amounts to as a health inspection type of test?
What do you guys do when you have to kind of wade through all that stuff to get the job done? I mean, you have to have protective clothing and stuff like that too, right, Bob?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have to have protective things like that. And, you know, the onset of a lot of the diseases and things like that, our industry, really weren't advised by health officials. And, you know, we found out, you know, I've lost, I can't tell you how many colleagues my age from, they died, they retired, and they died from lead poisoning back before we had all the plastics and the glues and things like that. We were pouring hot lead joints. So even myself was inducing lead vapors back in the day. But to answer your question, yeah, you have to make sure you have the proper cover your mouth when you're wading through that stuff and trying to unclog and hand. Yeah, it's, yeah.
All right, listen, summer coming to an end. We're going to get to those frozen pipes, which, listen, water is just such a hard thing to deal with, folks, and we talk about it all the time on the True Value Home Improvement Show and what you're dealing with. So this is definitely worth sticking around for. Your best advice to anybody with any issue, give you a call, and they need to talk to him. You can do that as well. But you got to get on it as quickly as possible, right, John?
Our phones answer 24 hours a day. We're here to answer the questions that need to be asked. We can refer a specialist if we need to. We are here to help.
The Property Diva coming up next hour. It's people, it's progress, and the process and property, all in that order. You'll meet her coming up next hour as we continue with Pittsburgh Works. Good morning.
KDKA Traffic and Weather Together is always on Radio.com and the Radio.com app from iTunes and Google Play. Powered by Bowser Buick, GMC, Nissan, Hyundai, Subaru, and Cadillac, where business is booming.
How can there be so many different names for the same thing? This is Robin Trzynski of the Original Mattress Factory. Are you in the market for a new mattress and hoping to shop and compare? Well, this is your wake-up call. Other mattress brands have multiple names for the same exact model. They build one mattress and create different model names for each retailer, intentionally confusing you and making it impossible to compare. Why? Because they're more interested in helping the retailer earn high profit margins than in helping you, the consumer, find the best value. At the Original Mattress Factory, we don't play the name game. We just offer great beds, no bull. Why? Ethics. We believe in being transparent. We have cutaways of every single mattress we make, and our model names stay the same from store to store and even from year to year. Our prices are clearly marked as well and can be viewed on our website at originalmattress.com. The Original Mattress Factory. Thoughtfully made, honestly priced.
Subscription tickets are now on sale for the upcoming season of the Pittsburgh Speaker Series, presented by Robert Morris University and UPMC at Hines Hall. The series features former Prime Minister of the UK, David Cameron, astronaut Mark Kelly and his wife, Gabby Giffords, TV journalist Jane Pauley, and former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. Interested? Information about these dynamic personalities at PittsburghSpeakerSeries.org, sponsored by KDKA.
36 months, 10K miles per year, $17,995. Do it signing plus tax, tag acquisition fee. First month and dock fee. Zero security deposit. See dealer for details.
Introducing the all-new Mike Camlin Hyundai of Greensburg. The grand opening celebration starts now. Drive a new 2017 Hyundai Elantra for just $70 a month. Hyundai Assurance, America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles. And our lifetime oil changes with a Mike Camlin Advantage. MikeCamlinHyundai.com.
Pirates lose to the Cardinals 11-10. Trevor Williams suffers the loss.
I thought the command was there. I was, I wasn't getting the low pitch today. Command was fine. You know, I had all four pitches working in the zone. It's just unfortunate the low ball was taken away from me early. But then again, I still have to make pitches, you know, when I'm behind the count. But yeah, I thought my command was fine.
Pirates fall to 58-64, 6.5 out in the division. Manager Clint Hurdle.
We're able to get some real positive offensive traction in our direction. And it was fun to watch. We come up a run short at the end of the night. That's never the goal. The goal is go out there and lay everything on the field. They left everything on the field tonight.
Pirates St. Louis today, 405-93.7. The fan Chad Cool will get the start. Steelers Atlanta tomorrow at 4. Heinz Field rookie Joshua Dobbs.
Yeah, I mean, whenever you know I get a chance to go in and play, whether it's with the ones or twos or whoever's on the field, you know, it's just an opportunity to show what I can do. I know the coaches are they're watching, you know, every single rep, everything that you do, whether it's a mistake or whether you make a great throw. They're seeing how you respond.
Another rookie who's on the learning curve, T.J. Watt, Coach Mike Tomlin.
I like what I've seen thus far, but, man, you know, it's so many areas in which somebody in his position could grow. I've liked what I've seen thus far. I'm excited about watching him continue.
Webb Simpson and Ryan Armour at 13-under tied for the lead at the Wyndham Championship. Much more on these stories throughout the weekend and, of course, on the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show at 11. Rob Pratt, News Radio 1020, KDKA Sports.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
Okay, our final few minutes with Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Now, either one of you guys can take a stab at this one. We were talking going into the break about the end of summer, and it's fast approaching, and soon we're going to be getting our house ready for winter, and frozen pipes and split pipes coming around with temperatures dropping. But I also heard about pipes breaking in the summer. When and why do pipes break, and what can be done to prevent this? Either one of you.
Let me tell you, John.
Yeah.
Well, in the summer, it's pretty much just dumb luck. You could have copper piping tied with galvanized, or you could have a weak solder joint. You have the new wave, the PEX piping. You see the... In the different stores, you see the coils of blue pipe, red pipe for hot and cold. You could have a connection between the copper and the PEX that it was not a good adequate joint that just through expansion, contraction, that popped apart. And, you know, the like I said, the it could be a weak, solder joint. I mean, we've seen where water lines in the winter, they freeze and they expand and the joints pull apart. And never burst. And they could hang in there for in their yard in the middle of August, and it just pops apart. It just, from expansion track, it finishes it off. But it's just the luck of the draw.
I'm involved with a remodeling project in my house, and I'm looking at all the copper behind the walls, and every joint is just green. And so, you know, the house is, built in the 70s. So over time... You know, the joints do, I think, deteriorate to the point where, you know, you get temperature differences, all kind of stuff. And, you know, you get a pop, a break. So you could have pipe breaks anytime. But I think, as you mentioned, we have different materials. You got the PEX, you got the copper, you got they used to have some plastic that they used to glue together.
PVC.
Right. So there's all types of products. And when you get one product that's attached to another, they expand and contract a little differently, and that's where you have the weakness in the whole system.
That's correct. Yeah.
All right. Listen, while we have a little bit of time left, not much, one of the most frustrating things that occurs in a home is a toilet that keeps running or the flushing parts don't work well anymore. What is the life expectancy of a toilet, Bob? And why are some toilets $99 and others are hundreds of dollars? What are the differences? And I got to tell you, going from a nice throne to a different throne, I miss my old throne, and I understand why now these toilets that are a little more expensive are worth it. You do get a bigger bang for your buck.
You do, and you know there's a lot of things that that people don't know. When we go in and we ask, when somebody will call or we're in their home and they'd say, you know, I'd like to replace this this toilet, and we say to them, well, do you want Ron front, elongated? Do you want regular height, comfort height, or handicap? And they look at you like, what? You know, everybody, if they have an opportunity to have a comfort height, they are comfortable. They just are. Your normal height toilet, you know, you're going to get on there a little further. But, you know, the comfort height is very nice. Now, as far as why are some $99, there's the strength and the vitreous china. It's, you know, it's a china, a foundry china pottery fixture that's baked, glazed, and finished off. But, you know, and there's different qualities. And so, yeah, what you're going to buy for $99 is what you're getting for $99. When you spend more, you're going to get a heavier built, more support. The tank, everything in that tank is going to be a lot better.
Listen, I could see a powder room or a garage, something off to the side, a basement, maybe not going high end. But you have to put a little bit more into your toilet, especially if it's your master bathroom, because of the traffic issue, because you're going to end up paying for it in the long run.
Right.
So, I mean, wouldn't it make sense to actually kick in a few more bucks if you're going to the main bathroom?
Absolutely. But, you know, toilet's a toilet. So, I mean, you want to have, you would want to spend more money in those areas. However, if you're just going to throw a toilet in the basement, not get used that much, yeah, you can go a little bit cheaper. But let's not forget, the parts in the tank are the parts in the tank. The water is going to sit on those parts every day the same as if they're used. But yeah, toilets that use more is going to wear out a little faster. And one of the things, you know, that when people, you know, we get, how do we find out whether this thing, where our water bill went up? Well, there's tablets you can buy to throw in your tank. And if that color shows up in your bowl, you know there's a slow leak. And some of the leaks between that cause high water bills, I mean, you can't hear that toilet kicking on. It's just such a small leak. But you can buy tablets or use food dye. You pour it in the tank, come back in an hour. If you put the red tablet in the tank and see red water in the bowl, you know your tank's leaking between the bowl and the tank.
We just have like a minute left. Just most common call you get that people really could actually do themselves. We're going to give the consumer a tip here. What's something that they call you for that 9 times out of 10, hey, look, you could probably handle that yourself?
Well,
wax ring?
No.
No? Okay. Okay.
No, I would say the thing that the general public could do is to, you know, have somebody come in. Do a once over of your house, or, you know, to answer your question more pointedly, drains are a big thing. Now, the industry for drain chemicals and things like that, if anything, a drain chemical has a warning label on it, you don't want it. But, you know, how you use your drains, and there's chemicals out there that we sell, that Mr. Samick has, Service Master has, that you can treat your drains and you can keep them running free. That's one of our biggest calls, is clogged drains.
Bob, listen, it's been a real joy to have you here today.
Thank you.
And I hope you'll come back. John, we'll come back and wrap it up in a moment, but I want to give you a minute here just to kind of summarize what we learned on the program today and why this is a good partnership between you and RDN Plumbing.
Well, I think as we all can realize, is that RDN is a company that has high integrity quotient, and that's, again, I mentioned in the opening that we've had customers have called me and said, you know, I want to thank you so much for sending those angels. And I never thought of a plumber as an angel, but this comment would happen several different times. And so, you know, it's a pleasure to deal with a company that has a strong integrity quotient from the top all the way through to the bottom.
All right, short break. We'll come back and wrap up the hour. Property Diva next hour, and it's people, process, property, and she'll focus on the psychological aspect of real estate transactions with her clients. That's all coming up next hour on our Saturday morning get-together. And still to come, Dr. Ray Wisniewski from Nutrimost.com will be here today. And some smart menu tips when you're eating out, ladies and gentlemen, Nutrimost.com. And behind every project is a true value. Andy Amrine and Mike Bronicheski. And then 2 hours, we are on the road today with AAA East Central. Okay, this is kind of like Marlon Perkins, Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, while Jim wrestles the alligator. Yeah, they're out there having fun. I'm stuck back here in the studio, ladies and gentlemen. So they're going to be at the beautiful Sprint store in Penn Hills, and they're going to have a two-hour show. The first hour is going to be nothing but travel, trip, and cruise of the week. And then they're going to have some very special guests coming up in the second hour, including in that hour, Lori Evanson. She is from AAA. She is the Strategic Program Manager for AAA Discounts and Rewards, and also Joe Burt from Sprint, and Dan Flynn from AAA will also join Tracy in the second hour. So, folks, it's a mouthful, lots to get to, and we got a long way to go for this Saturday. So stay with us on News Radio 1020 KDK. Back to wrap up the hour with John and Bob in just a couple of moments. Stay with us.
Every morning, learn the issues with the KDKA Morning News. Weekdays 5 to 9.
It's Total Eclipse Monday, and we totally have you covered no matter where you're going to be.
And we have you covered, Mom and Dad, how to get the kids to stop that troublesome behavior. We have an expert. You'll be surprised what she's going to tell you.
Larry Richard and Sean Shumway on the KDKA Morning News, weekdays 5 to 9. News Radio 1020 KDKA.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
This is a citizen's perspective on taking the stress out of student lending, presented by me, Kate Kramer, branch manager at Citizens Bank. Few things in life are as valuable as an education, and few things in life are as stressful as paying for one. Finding the right financing option can be complicated, and for those with student debt, it's getting harder to travel, buy a home, or even get married. At Citizens, we offer a variety of innovative options for all your student lending and refinancing needs. Like with our exclusive multi-year approval. Just apply once, then request the money you need each year through graduation. It's that easy. We'll help take the stress out of paying for an education. If you have a question about how a leader in student lending can help you reach your potential, just ask me. Kate Kramer, Citizens Bank. Visit citizensbank.com/studentlending to learn more.
Rates and offers subject to change. All loans subject to individual approval. Terms and conditions apply. Citizens Bank is a brand name of Citizens Bank N.A. and Citizens Bank of Pennsylvania.
Get KDK on your smartphone. Download the radio.com app now at the iTunes and Google Play stores.
KDKA, AMNHC, KDKA, FMHC2 Pittsburgh, and KDKA.com. It's what Pittsburgh's talking about.
Talking is a good thing.
It's the Rob Pratt Show, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
All right, before we get the property diva in here after CBS News, Bob, you want to say a couple things about John Sammy? Go ahead.
Yeah, I do. I just want to say what a blessing it is to be able to partner up with somebody like John Samick and Service Master, who has the same ideals as we do with helping people, having the technology. He's on the cutting edge of everything new that comes out for the type of business and the help. And when I've seen them go in and terrified homeowners, and they go in, calm the situation, and they're honest. You know, they're on it, and they put people at ease. That, you know, that's like with us, with quality, with commitment. Service Master John Samick, you can't go wrong.
Well, you two are a good deal, and that means a good deal for both sides. And it's really nice to have both of you here today representing your chosen professions. And being that you are a coom of John Cigna, you can come back anytime.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
I miss John.
Yeah, every day. Me too. Hey, thank you so much, okay?
All right. Great pleasure to be here.
What I tell you during the break, so I'm in Bloomfield where John used to love to go, right?
Right.
I swear to God, I'm turning into Cigna. I got the profile, and I'm talking waistline.
We got to get you Harley.
Well, I'm not ready for that yet. Training wheels, maybe. But I miss him every day, and they love him in Bloomfield, no doubt. Short break. We'll come back, and then it's the Property Diva coming up on News Radio 1020 KDK.
The preceding program has been paid for by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Information on the program was intended solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience.
From the Allegheny Health Network Studios, this is the voice of Pittsburgh.